off and running with another great track. It's going to be another great track and field season coming up for the DCS girls and boys coach. Coming off, boy, last spring was just pretty special where both girls and boys win state titles. And I know everybody was asking afterwards, hey, you've won one. Can you win it again? And you've got the horses, the kids once again with experience back. You're going to try to do it again this coming spring, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, the biggest thing is they believe they can do it. You know, so that's their expectation is to go down to Burke and score a lot of points. And, you know, when kids are talking about that, that's complete buy-in. And we got a group of kids that truly love and are passionate about track and field and want to go down there and win medal, you know, individual medals. But at the same time, the big picture is winning the team trophy again.
I know on the boys' side, there was one key senior that you're going to miss, and you're going to find his point somewhere. And, you know, Lake and Winsink down at UNK running sprints down there had a phenomenal senior season. And, him not being out there, you got to find some other points to make up for it, aren't you?
Yeah, and we got to replace his leadership, too. You know, Lake was did a great job with the whole team, but especially the sprint crew, boys and girls kind of leading the group. And, you know, so that's gonna hurt there too. Just trying to find that person that's gonna step up and hold everybody to the standard that we want to hold each other to. So, you know, and then on top of what he did, you know, in his events and what he could do and what he did down at state. But yeah, you know, kids want to step up and you know, looking at the 4x1 with three coming back, you know, they still think they can run, or their goal is to run the similar times that they ran last year. So, you know, again, like we talked a little bit before, the belief is there. And, you know, it's kind of fun to see what kids can achieve when they truly do believe.
I know, like Noah Zoltenko, his season coming up in the jumps and the sprints, relay, stuff like that, he is going to be a key guy, I would think, that's going to, his extra points this year are really going to be a big key for you this year on the boys' side.
Yeah, and again, another kid that just wants to contribute, wants to be good. You know, and he was on the third place 4x4. He took fifth in the long jump. Fortunately, had just kind of a goofy accident 2 days before the Saturday of state track where he stepped on a nail at our practice. You know, so he's excited to try to step up and then fill that spot in the 4x1 and earn that spot. And, you know, again, and then continue to earn the 4x4 spot and then go, you know, go try to hit the 22-foot mark in the long jump. And again, just another kid that loves and is passionate about track and field and wants to contribute.
I tell you, the throws pretty really special for you the last couple of years, Coach, and seeing the videos that one of your assistants and Josh Bailey puts out every day of Kennedy and Brock and Carlos Diaz and those three, and there probably might be a few more, but the throws are going to should score a lot of points for you this year again.
Yeah, we're excited to see what you know, what Brock and Carlos can do. Carlos is battling a wrist injury this winter, and he didn't get out and throw as much as he's been. You know, Brock went out and competed a few times at Concordia, and through 61-8, I think he hit. You know, it's a huge throw for him to start his junior year. And I mean, yeah, I mean, we're excited to see what Brock can do. And again, another kid who's passionate and who believes he can go break a state record. And, you know, like it's in his mind, he's telling himself, I can go break the state record. And with all these kids who truly enjoy track and field and are confident about it, they understand it's not, I just show up and it's going to happen. They know, if I want to break a state record, I got to put in this amount of work. I got to put in this level of work, you know, and then each other, they're going to hold each other accountable for that. And, you know, so will the coaching staff. So, you know, if a kid wants to, says, I want to break a state record and they decide, I don't really want to give much effort in track today, then, you know, we can tell them that's not the standard that's going to get you that state record or that meet record or the school record, whatever it may be. And so, you know, boys, girls, field, track, you know, it's just been a fun group of kids just to see that belief grow and then just see what it's turned into and the confidence these kids have and just what they can achieve.
And those three throwers in the ad on the boys' side with Ethan Latta, on the girls' side with Clara Abbey, that record board was changing every week for you at meets and I'm sure at your school as well. Is that going to be the case? Are we going to see that same type of situation week in, week out at these different meets where you're breaking records all the time?
I mean, we sure hope so. And again, the kids, that's their expectation. If they're doing that again, you know, that's very good because you look at what they did last year. You know, saying all these meet records got broken, state records got broken. And if they're doing that again, then, you know, it could be another outstanding year for DCS track.
You've added the Cambridge meet coming up this coming Friday, Coach. Don't normally go to this one, but didn't go to the indoor this year. So it's a nice meet down in Cambridge, a relay type of meet that Coach Kent, I know, loves to have down there, and just kind of a good way to kick off the season, isn't it?
Yeah, and it falls on district speech for us, and so we lose some kids. So last year, you know, we'd have had three girls on the track, so it was just kind of hard to, you know, take a team there and do that. And indoor allowed us to, the Kearney Indoor allowed us to enter some individual events. But now we got more kids out, and we're able to, you know, even with speech, we'll have six girls to move around so we can fill up a couple relays. And we have 10 boys to move around on the track, so we can build some relays there and kind of do some fun stuff, let kids go compete against each other and, you know, kind of have some fun with it. So, yeah, I'm thankful to Clay and Margo let us in that kind of at the last minute to bring some kids over to the meet.
And I know a challenging schedule again, a lot of these meets. Of course, you go west and you'll see the Chase Counties. Those girls and boys will really battle you tough. The Perkins Counties always got some good kids coming off of, you know, a state, what they did at state last year. And then, of course, the conference teams, the Maywood Hay Centers and the teams down east and things like that. Every week you're going to have other teams, other individuals really compete well against your kids.
Yeah, and they know the target's kind of on their back for, you know, what they were able to achieve last year. And then just look at the success other sports have had, you know, through the year. So the confidence is high with our kids. And I think, you know, the Chase Counties and the Ogallalas and the Mayhays and amongst others, you know, we'll see DCS and you know, want to try to beat us and knock us down a little bit, which is good for us. Our, you know, make sure our kids are going to be sharp every meet. They know they got to go in if they want to, you know, achieve the goals that they have put out there for themselves. And, you know, we got to show up every day, practice and show up every day, meet and do things the right way and hold ourselves to the standard that, you know, we hold ourselves to.
I know the girls didn't have much of a break, Coach, after the, of course, the run in the state basketball tournament and state champions, which was tremendous. But I'm sure a lot of those girls, the way they love track and field, hey, let's get after it. We want to get back out to compete. But it's a kind of a thing. You kind of take it slowly a little bit, ease them into things just a little bit on the girls' side?
Yeah, so we gave kind of the main six varsity girls the week off last week. Non-negotiable. You're off your feet. Go relax. Go be a kid. We'll see you next Monday. And, you know, gave the JV girls the option. And, you know, some came out right away. Some took a day off. Some took the week off. And you know, so we wanted them to kind of rest and recover. And so the last 2 days for the older girls have been kind of rough just to see them out there and how sore they are. And kind of been funny because they're not used to that. You know, they're usually kind of rolling into the meet and, you know, to really have two practices before their first meet, you know, with recovery today and then pre-meet tomorrow, and then we roll into Friday. So it'll just be fun to kind of see where they are. Like I said, it's a relay meet. We'll get, you know, split times on everybody. Our goal was trying to get everybody a 1-2 as far as sprinters go, a 1-2 and a 400 meter leg. So we can kind of get an idea where they're at and then use those times to practice. But yeah, just get them out there, let them go compete. It's going to be a beautiful day. You know, I've never taken ice towels to a meet third week of March, so this will be a new one. But no, we're pretty excited for it. The kids were excited when they found out we were able to go, and yeah, just wanted the opportunity to go compete.